Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our Shiurim in Pirkei Avos. We are in the second Mishnah in the first Perek, and we were discussing the idea of how there are two brisos. There is one bris that is a bris of the Mila, and there is another bris that is the bris of the lashon, of the tongue. And both brisos are supposed to be creative. In other words, one is supposed to create with one's bris mila, and also be careful, obviously, and do it in a holy way. Shomer bris, that's the bris amila. And then there's the bris halashon in the same way. One has to be shomer the bris, and be careful not to use it in inappropriate ways, unholy ways, and also to be creative with the bris, to create new Torah, which creates a new metzias when we learn Torah. So this is the third shir in this series, meaning Perek Aleph Mishnah Beis, and now we're going to see the lashon of the gro in the Sefer HaYetzirah. Omer HaGro. Omar Lecha Mao Inyan, the right to say for Yetzirah is Miuchas Tavram Avinu, and this in Perek Aleph Mishnah Ches, Lashon HaGro. Omar Lecha Mao Inyan HaBris, Vuhu. Adam Sheish Le'oev Kenaf, Shovarot Shaliyah for Shemin, I'll explain to you what a bris is. Somebody who loves somebody like himself, and he doesn't want to separate from him. Avli Efshur Lios Etzlo. He can't be with him the whole time. Nosin Lo Dabr Shekol Magamoso V'chukaso Eilav. So he gives him something that he really loves, that's very special to him. V'hein niksharim al yedei hadavar ahu. And they are connected through that item. Af pi shenotu menu es hadavar, even though he takes it from him. V'komokon komach shavtos shem, so he gives something that's very valuable to him. That other person takes it, and that's what creates a covenant. That's the inyan of the bris. Bris is hiskashus. That's what connects the two. Mach shavtos shem. And the lashon of bris is a promise that through this item they will not be separated. We say that you are koyres a bris. L'chayre koyres and bris is davar v'hipucho. Koyres is to cut off, like kares. And bris is a covenant, is this kashrus. So it brings you together. Shadam koret brit. By the way, in English, we have a similar expression, to cut a deal. If it's a deal, dude, it ain't being cut. I mean, sorry for that. If it's a deal, it's not being cut. Deals aren't cut. Deals, you're connecting, you're not cutting. As mapshat koret brit. I'm not going to explain cut a deal. Or the art of a deal. I didn't write any such book. Although I might or might not have voted for him in the previous election. The one who did. But the point that I'm trying to make is, not my voting preferences. The point I'm trying to make is that krisa, the reason we say koyres bris, is she koyres mimenu dover hadovuk loy v'nosein lo. You cut off something that is connected to you, and you give it to him. That's what a bris is. You take something very valuable from yourself, and you give it to the other person. God loves the Torah, and he gave it to us, and that's what creates the bris. And like the Ktzai says in his famous Hakdama, that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us and gave us the Torah, every hachra, which is emes, b'seichel ha'anoshi, it makes sense logically in the human mind, even though it's not an emes klape shmaya, it might not be truthful. In the heavenly realms, nevertheless, it's included in Chidushei Torah. Because God gave us the Torah based on seichel ha'anoshi. V'zeh yuvan hadisa, this is a ktzais. ובזה יובן הודי יסה בזור מחידוש הרייסי דבור בארץ חדש ומי יבוא אחרי המלך איס אשר כבר עשור ולחד ישתו ומייתה וכל בור הקדוש בור חוץ מן השקר שבני אדם בוידי מליבן ומאן דמשר חדשה מאין זה חידושי תוירו ואמס כבר הוי אבל הקדוש בור הוא בוחר לא בנו ונס לנו את התוירו כפי אחרו הצליח על הנושי אף בי שאינו ימס ואם כן המחד שהוא חידוש גמר רק שיהיה אמס באחרו הצליח על הנושי וזו שער הקדוש ברוך הוא כל מה שתלמד ועשי גסית לחדש כי נסחד שהוא דבר על פי תלמד המחדשה. So whatever God gives us, and we're מחדש, even if that's not what God meant, doesn't matter. That's still called a חידש. שקר God doesn't like, but if it makes sense על פי שכל הנושי, then that's a חידש, that's Torah. And that's why it says that God showed Moshe whatever a future Talmud is going to be מחדש. Because it's not what God gave, but it's what the Talmud said. There's a famous question if you're a person who's machadish a chiddush in the Rambam, but that's not what the Rambam meant. You meet the Rambam, it's not what he meant. So some say it doesn't matter. The Rambam wrote down his halachos or his chiddushim, whatever it may be, Mor Nevuchim, Perish Mishnayis, Mishnah Torah. The Rambam writes it down, and now it's ours. We can do whatever we want with it, as long as it makes sense, as long as it works with the words, as long as it makes logical sense. That's all that matters. The historical truth of whether that's what the Rambam meant or didn't mean is not relevant. So one could argue with that, of course, and say it's different than what we're talking about over here, but that's not the issue. The issue right now is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, and the Torah is something that God loves very much, and yet he gave it to us, and that's what seals the bris. So that's what it means, Koris. You cut off something that's very connected to you, and you give it. והוא שאמר הכתוב, ואני זאת בריתי אותם אמר השם, רוחי אשר עליך, ודבריי אשר שמתי בפיך, לא יומושו מפיך, ומפי זרעך, ומפי זרע זרעך, אמר השם, מעתה ועד עולם. And to me, this is my bris with you, God says, the spirit that is upon you, and my words that I placed in your mouth, should not be moved from your mouth, and the mouth of your seed, and your seed's seed. Forever and ever, says God, שכביכול הקדוש ברוך הוא קרא סימן הבריס ללא הלשון, דברי אשר שמתי בפיך, my words which I put in your mouth, that's the בריס הלשון, that God gave us. God gave us this very valuable בריס of his word, and he put it in our mouth. שהם עצם הדברי תורה שקיבלנו מסיני, בסיני. That's the Torah that we received at Sinai. והן הן הדיבורים שברא הקדוש ברוך הוא את עולמו. And those are the words with which God created his world. God created the world with Torah. כמו שדרשו חז"ל, ועשים דברי בפיך, ובצל ידי כיסיתיך, לנטוע שמיים וליסוד ארץ, ולאמור לציון, עמי אתה. אל תקרי עמי, אלא אימי. אתה בשותפות אימי. שכביכול הקדוש ברוך הוא מוסר אז עשה מהדיבורים של בריאת העולם, ושם אותנו אותם בפה שלנו. וכוח הדיבור הזה הוא כוח של מסירת התורה מדור לדור. כי הייחוס של רב ותלמיד על משה רבנו, עד הכאילו קיבלו מהר סיני, זה עצמו ברית הלשון. So, the Pasuk says, Chazal Darshan, I will place my words in your mouth, and with the shadow of my hand I will cover you, to plant the heavens, to establish the earth, and to say to Zion, you are my nation. Don't read, you are my nation. Read, you are with me. You are my partner, not ami imi. You are with me. How? How? When I put my words in your mouth, to plant the heavens and establish the earth. In other words, this koach habriya. Those are the diburim of Bria Se'olam that God puts in our mouth. And now we have the koach of Bria, not being Borei this Olam, or Borei Olam Seruchnim, spiritual worlds, whatever that means. But it means something very, very great. And there are millions and billions of them. So that's the Bris Haloshim that God has with us. God gave us something very valuable, something very creative, this Torah. And we're supposed to use these Torah to create these worlds. And that's what Reb Chaim Volozhiner is Ma'arich Levaya, B'Sifro HaGadol, B'Shal Dalet, Ech Shemikol Chidush Shel Debrei Torah, Na'asim V'Nivraim Olamot Shleimim. So from all Dibur of Torah, worlds are created. And it's all from this Sod, that the Dibur has the vitality of all the worlds. So you can look there in Nefesh HaChaim, in the fourth Shar, in the 12th Perek. It's incredible. If somebody says a chiddush in Torah, God kisses it. Every word is beautiful to God. And a new world is created. That's the new heavens and the earth that the pasuk is talking about. Then he quotes the Zohar HaKadosh. That you should be Isaac in Torah, and in Torah, and in every word of Torah, it's a chiddush. So you're creating another heaven. And then it says Vayter, that God kisses every word, and it makes new rakim, etc., etc. So it's an incredible koach that we have, that God gave us with our mouth, with his bris halasha. And again, the bris is that God put something so valuable to him, i.e. the Torah, and he gave it to us. V'nomar ot kama milim b'hayinyana. Ken, anachnu rotzim lamshich b'hayinyana zeh. Yadua she'elu shtei abritot, brit mila or brit lashon, omdim keneged Torah shebichtav v'Torah shebaal peh. Bris mila is keneged Torah shebichtav. Bris halashon is keneged Torah shebaal peh. Torah shebichtav has shaychus to the senses. Bechinas nevuah. You can see it. It's revealed. That's the bris mila. You can see it. Torah shebaal peh is a davar nistar. It's something hidden. Like the Umas HaOlam say in the future, says the Medrash, we're the Jewish people. And God says, yeah, you're the Jewish people, that's what I love about God. That they think that, many of them, that God replaced us, replacement theory, and in fact, there was never any replacement. We were and remain God's chosen. And the Medrash says, the Goyim are going to say that God replaced you. And God says, all right, I'll tell you. Whoever mistorin shelo biyadi, Hainu Torah Shebaal Peh, Hu Yisrael, in other words, this hidden, this mystery, only the people who have the mystery are my chosen people. And who is that? The Jew, that's Torah Shebaal Peh. Only those who have Torah Shebaal Peh are God's chosen. So that's why we keep it a secret. That's why some people are against translating the Shas, because then the Goyim get Torah Shebaal Peh. Now any Goy can take a Shattenstein Gemara and read it, and he also has Torah Shabbat Pekei V'Yachol. Mishem Stovin Shali Atzlo Hubini, and that is Torah Shabbat Pe Medrash Tanchum Parashas Kisisa Lamedalit. So they can't say Anu Yisrael, and therefore the Krisis Bris Mila is a Krisa that's Begaloi Torah Shabichsav, and Bris Halashan we don't find Krisis, we don't find an explicit Krisis Bris, because the Krisis is the very fact that God gave us the Torah, gave the Torah to Chachmei Yisrael. And we have the koach of running the world. The world is now run based on what the Chachamim say, Kaiduah Kamafursim, based on whatever they pass in of Metzion and Tess. Passing down here is what's passing up there in Shemayim. And that's also the Shita Mekubetzes that we brought in a previous shiur. Dibanu ala Gemara be'bavakama b'dafnun amad alef tanu rabbonan. Maisi bebito shel Reb Nechumya Chofer Shichin, shenafel abor gadol bo v'udil es Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. It was a maisa with the daughter of Nechumya, who used to dig pits for the old erigolim. They should have water, so his daughter fell into a big pit. Meitor b'chanina ben Doisa, Shavu Shalom, Shalom, Shniyam Shalom, Shitzamayim Olsa. So the first hour we said it's okay, peace. Second hour, peace. Third hour, he said, in other words, not literally an hour, but more time passed, he said, she came out. They told you, they asked her, who took you out? And she responded that a male sheep, in other words, a ram, happened to come to me, and a certain old man was leading it, who is Zachar Sherechelim, that's the Isle of Yitzchak, who is the Zakein Manhigo, that's Avraham Avinu, and he pulled me out. So they said to Reb Chanina Medosi, a prophet? How'd you know? So he said, I'm not a Navi, and I'm not a Ben Navi, based on a Pasuk in Amos. But this is what I said to myself. Darbish and its Tirebo, this Nechunya, he dug pits for the Olei Regalim that they should have water. And Yikasha Bozaro, and now his daughter's going to die in the pit? That can't be. Gemara continues, so that's how I knew she was going to live. His son Taka died of thirst. So the Shita Mekubetzes Alata Sheivenu Omer Nir Lefari Shemarti Kulamar Shmati Darbar Zeh Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Hem Darbar Shenit Star V'Hiskem HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Dvarei Shkein Dak Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shemaskim Asfar Tzadikim Shebedor. In other words, he said this far to God. He said, how could it be that this girl is going to die in the pit when he was so helpful with the pit? When he provided water for the old Eregolim. So how could it possibly be that the Yikasha Bozaro? So how in the end did his son die attack of thirst? How did he die of thirst? So the Shita Mekubetzes says, yes, God agreed with Chanina ben Dosa, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, but now Chanina ben Dosa died. So after Chanina ben Dosa died, now the son of Nechunya Chofer Shichin died because he's not around anymore. So you see the power of the Chachamim, that they say something and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is masking. That's the koch that he gives us. That's the Torah Shebaal Peh, and that's the Bris HaLashon that we have with Hashem. And that's what the Gra writes, but I'll tell you what the Bris is, Shekabiyachol Borel Nasa Lenu Esa Torah B'Sod Ana Nafshik Sabas Yavis Zeu HaMistarin Shelo B'Sheli B'Yado Shechachmei Torah Shebaal Peh Machzikim Es Esen Ritzanei Yisbarach. So they have, the Shechachmei Torah Shebaal Peh, have the Ratzon of Hashem. That's not something that's revealed. That's the secret of the very will of it. Mashenegras so detzem haratzon, that they have God's will in their hand. Torah techachmei Torah shebal peh. So that's our hidden bris with Hashem. This bris halashon. The goyim all heard of the bris mila. They heard of circumcising. That's the galui. That's the Torah shebal peh bachsav. They can see that. That's the bris. That's the bris we have with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. There, it's the revealed bris, and that's talked about in Torah shebachsav that they. Bris HaMa'or, the Bris HaLashon, that's the Bris HaMa'or of the skin of the circumcision. But the Bris HaLashon is something secretive, something private, just between us and God, and that is Torah Shebaal Peh, that He gives us Etzem HaRatzon. As Klalo Shel Daval, Brit HaMila Inyana, Shelo Yelech Adam Achutza LeMakom Acher. The Klal is that what's Bris Mila? That you shouldn't go outside. You shouldn't go and look, think, and do and act in ways that are not befitting the Kedusha of a Jew. And Bris HaLashon is regarding the person himself. That's what it says in Sefer Yetzirah. That's what we learn in the, I believe, the first shir in this in Mishnah Beis. That it says in the Sefer Yetzirah, Bris Mila is be'eser etzbois raglav. That it says in the Sefer Yetzirah that the Bris Mila is with the 10 toes. And Bris Halashon is with the Esen Etzbos Yadav, the 10 fingers. So Bris Mila is in Yano not to go outside, La Shaloi Alech Adam Achutza, L'makom Acher, because the toes are where I am going to. Right? Whenever I'm going somewhere, I am always led. It's incredible. Anywhere I've ever gone in my life, I've always been led by my toes. So the toes lead you outside of yourself. And that's the inyan of the Bris Halashon, Bris HaMaor, the Bris Mila, that you shouldn't go outside of yourself to a non-Jew, to somebody you're not married to, v'chule, v'chule. So that's the inyan of the Eser Etzbos, that's halabar migufa, that's outside of your body, the place to where you're going. And who is the master of the Bris HaMaor? That was Yosef HaTzadik. So the Medrash tells us, Yorad leMitzrayim begoder atzim v'nayar v'nigdu kol anashim kulam b'schusa. That Yosef was goyder himself. Yosef guarded himself from an erva. What erva did he guard himself from? From Eishes Potiphar. So Yosef wasn't with Eishes Potiphar. And so too the Jews in Mitzrayim followed suit. And we too did not, were not nichshel in arayis. We stayed faithful. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, kedayu geder erva sheyigalu Yisrael b'schuso meMitzrayim. So this being careful about erva is worthy that the Jewish people in its merit should be redeemed in its merit from Egypt. Shenemar shlachayich pardes rimonim. Shluchayich kideis kemanda amar kide amar vayihi b'shalach paro. So the vayihi b'shalach paro was b'schus, that we would go there ourselves from erva. There in the context, the pasuk says, Ganaul, which are the besulos, Chazal say, they locked garden, they locked themselves. And Ganaul is also the beulos, the married women also locked themselves. Mayan chasum, a sealed off spring, those are the Zacharim. In other words, they were careful about Erva. And because of that, Shluchayich, because of that, Shluchayich Pardes Rimanim, they're going to be sent away, Shluchayich. Al-Koponim, that's Yosef HaTzadik, who was careful about the Erva, and in his chus, all of the Jewish people were. And if you think about it, it's davar lemala me'atfisa, eich yitachen sheYisrael, sheyu am rav biyoter, ve'mavadim lemitzrayim b'meshach 210 shana. And there wasn't one case in 210 years where there was nus, except for Shlomo Bas Divri, Bishogeg, and Achas Veheir Alea Kosov. That happened one time, and the Pasuk testifies about it. And she was Bishogeg Karav Lo'inas. She thought it was her husband. She didn't realize it was the Mitzri. V'zeh davar lo yu'man ki yisupal. Eich hayu Yisrael gedurim kol kach. V'chol zeh haya mima'aseh shel Yosef. V'mizeh navin eze gvura. In the schus of Yosef, he gave the Jewish people the koach to be shomer bris for 210 years and not to go to other places, not to go after their 10 toes and be nichshal in gilei arayis and detach themselves from the bris of Avram Avinu. Like it says in Yevamos 100b, this is what God says to Abraham. Don't marry a shivcha, a non-Jewess, because your children shouldn't go after her. So we shouldn't go hatsida, we shouldn't go to other places. That's the bris of the 10 toes. Because the koach haraglayim is what's mispashed, is what spreads out, is what goes. The eser etzbos yadav, that's the bris haloshon. That's ba'adam atzmo, it's not about going out. It's about the person himself. So bris halashon shuba atzmo shel adam. That's bris torah shebaalpeh, within the person himself, and that is from Shimon Hatzadik. Right? That's how. Maybe somebody is wondering out there, how does this relate to the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos? We're learning Pirkei Avos, aren't we? So the answer is Shimon Hatzadik hayom mishari kineses hagadola. We spoke a lot about kineses hagadola. Shimon Hatzadik, that he's called a tzadik because he's shomer bris. What bris is he shomer? He's shomer the bris of the Lashon. That was his special bris. The bris ha-Lashon. That was his koach. And the Mimela, he was the one who gave over Shlosh Dvarim, that he passed over this Torah Voda and Gemilus Chasadim. Which we have not yet explained. That's for a future shiur. Right now we're just explaining the Shimon HaTzadik part. Why he's called a Tzadik? Because he is the Shomer Bris. What Bris? The Bris of Torah Shebaal Peh. And that's what we saw in the previous shiur, that they made a Bika in Shinar. They made this valley in Shinar. They wanted to build a tower against God in Bavel. And it says that from the koach of the Safa Achas v'dvarim achodim, we have Talmud shel Bavel. And when Ezra came up from Bavel, he took with him this koach of Safa Achas v'dvarim achodim, that bris lashon that remained in Bavel. And that's the ikarinion of the Anshe Knesset Hagadola, that they restored the koach hadibur, the correct koach hadibur, with the correct koach hashmia. And that's why Shimon HaTzadik, Shimon's Lashon Shmiah, we spoke about. And that's the tikkun that they made, the tikkun that they were trying to be makalka the Bris HaLashon. They tried to be makalka their Lashonis, use their Lashon to fight God. And we took that Safa Achas with Dvarim Achodim, and instead of using it to fight against God, we wanted to restore, that's the job of the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah, to restore the proper Koach HaDibor and Koach HaShmiah, which is Torah Shebaal Peh, which is what we spoke about a lot in the first Mishnah, that the difference between Re'iyah and Shmiah is that Re'iyah you see all at once, and Shmiah is a process. Re'iyah is Nevuah, that's before the Anshei Knesset HaGadolah, then comes Anshei Knesset HaGadolah, which is Torah Shebaal Peh, which is the process of Dibor v'Shmiah. My Rabbi Zai, we have been Zoi for the Siyata d'Shmaya to conclude this year. And of course, we have obviously much more to discuss. So I thank you so much. We have to talk about Avraham Avinu against Bilam and the Sherei Knesset HaGadolah, a lot of Shimon HaTzadik connected Yavon, a lot of great coming attractions. So we have a lot to look forward to, Rabbi Yisai. So I ask you, from Am Zeche, that you should stick with me. Yishe'er imi u'bezrat Hashem, nireh hemshech nifla'ot, מתורת השם, מתוך שמחה וטוב לבב מרוב כל, ואני באמת חושב שזה לימוד מעמיק, ומפרה, ומשמח, ומענין את הלב, ומעורר מחשבה, ויהי רצון שניישם את הדברים בחיינו אנו, נשמור על ברית הלשון, ברית המילה, עשר אצבעות רגליו, עשר אצבעות ידיו, כפי שהסברנו, בעזרת השם נראה נפלאות. שלום, שלום. אהוביי, ידידיי מורי אברהם.